Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 26, 2021. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for the first month of the new year. That is, January 2022. But before we begin, a note to all viewers, the weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. As we enter the new year, Venus, planet of relationship, is still retrograde. Venus began a retrograde period back on December 19th. At that time, Venus was in sidereal Capricorn and closely conjunct Pluto. That was a double whammy for Venus. When retrograde, a planet's significations don't operate normally, and Pluto is the planet of destruction. So, Venus significations, like agreements, tend to fall apart. Case in point, Senator Manchin's agreement to support President Biden's Build Back Better legislation. On December 29th, Venus gets away from Pluto when it backs into Sagittarius. Venus will spend the rest of its retrograde, almost the entire month of January, in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a willful, independent, freedom-loving fire sign. So Venus, planet of harmony and agreement, doesn't do so well in this sign. Sagittarius is optimistic, but simultaneously self-righteous. Therefore, the downsides of Venus retrograde will be more obvious during January. As it happens, Sagittarius is the rising sign of the USA Vedic astrology chart. Having retrograde Venus transiting in the ascendant of the nation's chart will compel the USA to go back over and reconsider agreements with other countries during this month. Another planet begins a retrograde period in January. Mercury starts its first retrograde period of 2022, on January 14th at 16 degrees sidereal Capricorn. The planet of rational thinking, communications, study and learning, and transactions will be going backwards in the zodiac for 3 weeks until February 3rd. When the planet of communications is held back from normal forward progress, messages get delayed or misinterpreted. Mistakes in transactions are more likely. Mercury is the planet of equipment. Equipment failures happen more frequently. But Mercury retrograde can be useful for some things. It's the planet of communications going back to the past, which can be good for finishing up past business, editing a report, or for getting back in touch with someone. Mercury is under the influence of two malefic planets this month. As Mercury progresses through Capricorn, it gets closer and closer to Saturn, and then goes retrograde just 3 degrees from the planet of restriction and delay. So, we can expect the beginning of Mercury's retrograde to manifest a lot of the delay factor, especially applied to things like making decisions. Then, towards the end of January, when Mercury nears the end of its retrograde, it will be conjunct Pluto, the planet of mass events, destruction, and rebirth. Combining the significations of Mercury retrograde with Pluto, we see that there's a high potential for information, news reports, or the like, which will have a large-scale impact. But when Mercury is retrograde, the news report is, at least initially, going to be incorrect. Mercury will end its retrograde period on February 3rd at 0 degrees sidereal Capricorn, where it will still be closely conjunct with Pluto. Mars finishes its transit in Scorpio in the middle of January, when it then enters sidereal Sagittarius on January 16th. Mars is happy to be in Sagittarius. It's a fiery planet in a fire sign. The Sagittarian qualities of independence and willfulness are increased with this combination. It's the planet of action and competition in a passionate, self-righteous sign that believes in its own truth. But this also increases the potential for some not-so-wonderful qualities of Mars, like the use of force, impatience, impulsiveness, and potentially recklessness. Note that Sagittarius is the rising sign of the Vedic astrology chart of the USA, so the planet of action in the first house of the nation will prompt the country to act. This could be rather dangerous, though, since Mars is the planet of force, violence, and destruction. Mars will be in Sagittarius for 6 weeks. During that time, it will team up with Venus. Putting the two gender planets together results in a lot of heat, passion, and drama. Most of that will be happening in February, while the two planets will be in a prolonged conjunction. More on that in an upcoming report. Saturn and Jupiter are in the same signs in January as they were in December. Saturn in sidereal Capricorn, Jupiter in sidereal Aquarius. This puts Saturn transiting in the USA chart's second house, Jupiter in the USA chart's third house. Saturn is the planet of restriction. The second house is the nation's finances, including the currency and the buying power of the people. As we know, inflation is raging in the USA. That means the buying power of the people is restricted. This pattern of Saturn in Capricorn continues for a few more months. Jupiter is the planet of truth, wisdom, and judgment. Aquarius is the sign of the social revolutionary, the sign of the humanitarian. So this combination is good for the progressives, the libs, who want to improve the social fabric. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs and faith. During early January, Jupiter will be conjunct the USA chart's natal moon. The moon signifies the public and the public's thinking. In a general way, the public will be encouraged by this transit. But that means everybody on both sides of the partisan divide. Jupiter in Aquarius is the planet of beliefs in the sign of fixed ideas and fixed opinions. And with Venus retrograde and Mercury retrograde, the prospects for finding common ground are rather dim. Okay, so there's a brief preview of planetary patterns for January 2022. And here is a description of what's coming up in January's videos. January 9th, Mercury retrograde and the effects for your rising sign chart. January 16th, an analysis of Mars's transit in Sagittarius and the effects for each rising sign chart. January 23rd, current transits and their effects on the USA chart. And January 30th, a preview of planetary patterns for February 2022. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to the next four weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the link does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.